This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. The National Hurricane Center said Sunday that Tropical Storm Barry is moving over western Louisiana with maximum sustained winds of 75 kilometers per hour. Its primary threat is life-threatening flooding rains, as the storm is expected to douse south-central Louisiana with 15 to 30 centimeters of rain, with some areas receiving as much as 50 centimeters. Barry is the first Atlantic hurricane of the season. Hong Kong police used batons and pepper spray against demonstrators Sunday in a town near the Chinese border. Tens of thousands of protesters rallied in Sha Tin, marching in sweltering heat. The weekly protests were originally mounted to display opposition to a bill that would have allowed for the extradition of Hong Kong criminal suspects to mainland China. Now that the extradition bill has been suspended, the demonstrations have morphed into protests of China's creeping influence in Hong Kong, as 73-year-old protester Jenny Kwan explained. These days, there is really no trust toward China, she told Reuters, and so the protesters come out. Didn't they promise 50 years, no change? And yet, we've all seen the changes. I myself am already 70-something years old. What do I know about politics? But politics comes to you. The former British colony was granted special autonomy for 50 years after it returned to Chinese sovereignty in 1997. But many in Hong Kong are concerned that China is slowly encroaching on those rights and tightening its grip on the territory. There have been months of protests. This is VOA News. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents are expected to launch a nationwide operation Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. The campaign, confirmed Friday by President Trump, is expected to focus on hundreds of families in cities including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. ICE agents will target mostly Central Americans who are on an accelerated docket of immigration court cases, according to ICE Acting Director Matthew Albence. The former British ambassador to the U.S. believed President Trump's withdrawal from the Iranian nuclear deal was an act of diplomatic vandalism against his predecessor Barack Obama, according to newly leaked memos published Sunday in a British newspaper. The Mail published the memo from Kim Darroch on Sunday. Last week, the newspaper published other leaked memos from him about Trump, in which the diplomat described the U.S. leader as inept, insecure, and incompetent, and his administration as uniquely dysfunctional. Darroch resigned from his post Wednesday after the publication of the leaked diplomatic cables and Trump's Twitter attack about them. Turkey is continuing to receive Russian S-400 air defense parts, while the U.S. still disapproves. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The arrival of more parts of the air defense system aboard a fourth Russian cargo plane is occurring despite Washington's objections. The U.S. has repeatedly warned it will impose economic sanctions and kick Turkey out of the F-35 stealth fighter jet program if Ankara does not stop its S-400 purchase. Turkey has refused to bow to American pressure, saying its defense purchase is a matter of national sovereignty. Officials released a statement late Friday saying the procurement was not an option, but rather a necessity due to the nation's security concerns. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New York City officials said power was restored to Manhattan's West Side shortly before midnight Saturday, after a transformer explosion earlier that evening knocked out power to some 72,000 customers. Traffic lights went out, subways and elevators stalled, and air conditioners quit working. The lights on Broadway went out, and performers from the shows took to the streets to entertain people walking on the crowded boulevards. In the early hours of Monday, India is set to launch a mission to an uncharted area of the moon, marking a significant milestone in its steadily expanding ambitions in space. If successful, India would become the fourth country to land a probe on the moon after the United States, Russia, and China, and secure its place as a leading spacefaring nation. The Chandrayaan-2, which means moon vehicle in Sanskrit, will have a lunar orbiter, lander, and rover. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
OFA1. All the hits and more. The OFA1.